following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Show, new coach edition, the Mike Riley Show here on ESPN Radio. Here's our schedule coming up in just a moment. Lindsey Schnell of Sports Illustrated and the Oregonian covering Oregon State football. And today in the Pac-12 championship game, Arizona and Oregon. And we will talk to her momentarily. Then we're going to catch up with our wrestling coaches, Brian Laux of Hastings and Ty Swarm of Kearney. And then we're going to end the hour with Dave Revson of the Big Ten Network. In between, we've got Fanatics Friday Trivia and Pigskin Pick'em all coming up. Have you even had time to do some Jimmy's Picks for the weekend? There's not that many games.
I just have one.
That's all you need.
Yeah, I just
it's the same percentage.
Yeah,
there's only 13 or 14 college football
games.
Yeah,
I just have one game that I kind of like, and the rest of them, you know, are just, I think the spread's pretty almost perfect.
Just tell me what it is right now.
Bowling Green University. They're playing Northern Illinois. I think the spread went up to 6.5, but we'll have to look at it for sure. But Bowling Green beat them last year pretty handily. And Northern Illinois won a couple games, and they've come from behind to do it. Didn't look really great against Ohio. They won by 7 against Ohio, and last week came on and won. So Northern Illinois won 5 in a row, but I think Bowling Green can play with them. Beat Indiana. Bowling Green beat Indiana this year.
A lot more to talk about here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's get more of our emails, more of our tweets from you, the listener. And this comes from Double Husker, Double O Husker, if I got that right. He says, I think Riley's contract is where it's at, $2.7 million, because he wants to pay his coordinators. There will be a little bit more money in the pool. But remember, Tim Beck was getting a pretty good check. Tim Beck was getting a pretty good check. The money's there. That's not the problem, folks. This comes from Joe. Next year's schedule looks favorable for any coach. BYU, Miami, Wisconsin, Michigan State could be the toughest games. 8 others should be a walkthrough. He motivates his team to beat a Wisconsin or Michigan State. He wins his big game. I like that he has a rapport with other coaches. Seems to be a guy that seems to get pointed to recruits that may not work in other systems. Also a guy that other coaches give a heads up on schemes to beat another team. Just great to hear he has a rapport with big-time coaches. Thanks, Joe. Brent says, hey, Double D, I was a bow backer, but it's time to move on. I like the hire for a few reasons. Johnny Stanton is the happiest guy on the team due to Riley recruiting him heavily, which is true. Stanton knew him, one of the few guys that probably did. Our coach will never get an unsportsmanlike penalty. I don't know. We just watched him on ESPN television, and they do have some angry footage of Coach Riley. I just don't think there's much of it because it was basically the same one-time angry. We, the listeners, get a few years of H-Man coming out of his mom's basement to enlighten us with his usual negative spewing banter, so that's a positive. He had his players have water balloon fights during practice, and who doesn't like water balloon fights? And on a side note, Brent says, who do you think he retains, Barney Cotton or Ron Brown? Thanks, guys, and he will be retiring on your picks. So Brent has a nice little cash flow on your selection.
Tell him to be careful with this last one.
Well, we'll see what happens. Barney or Ron, neither. I'll say neither. I'm almost thinking Ron actually probably wants to do something different. I'm not positive on that because we just don't know. We're going to find out more. Here's what wants people in Nebraska and Husker fans want to know more about Mike Riley, because obviously, Jimmy, the only time we really talk anything Oregon State on the Doug and Daddy Show was the couple times that we played basketball against them and when they showed up in Omaha for the College World Series, and that was always a great time. And Lindsey Schnell from the Oregonian and Sports Illustrated getting ready for the Pac-12 championship game tonight between Oregon and Arizona joins us here on ESPN Radio. Lindsey, I know you've been real busy. I appreciate you giving us some time, and good morning.
No problem. Good morning. I feel like I've been up, well, basically since yesterday. I only slept 3 hours last night. So I'm sitting in a rental car center in San Jose.
So are you the five-hour energy? Are you coffee? Are you energy drinks? What keeps you going?
I'm nothing. I'm not really a huge caffeine person. If I need a caffeine fix, Diet Pepsi is my drug of choice, but no 5-hour energy drinks for me.
High on life. I love it. Let me start here. How big a downer is this for Oregon State? Some people think that maybe they were ready to make a change anyway. How big a downer is this for the Beavers?
That's a really complicated question because I think that it's going to be really, really hard for Oregon State to find anyone who's as good a fit as Mike Riley, who can sell Oregon State the way he can. As many disadvantages as there are in Corvallis, he loves that place, and that came through with recruits. I think that it can be considered a win for Oregon State because they were in a bad contract situation. There was no way they were going to be able to buy him out. They don't have that kind of money, and his contract ran through 2021, and they had obviously been struggling. You know, they had that 9-3 season in 2012, but then, you know, the other four years it hasn't been good. So I do think it's a loss for them, and I think people are going to see that really quickly, that it's really hard to win there, and the success that he had there was remarkable when you consider what they had to recruit against with other Pac-12 schools and when you consider their lack of resources.
How bad, because that's been made light of a lot over the last 24 hours here, how much more of an advantage he'll have at Nebraska, where some people think it's a negative to trying to recruit to a cold weather state in Lincoln. Well, what's the biggest difference?
Well, I think the biggest difference is just that Nebraska has money. You know, it's really hard for parents to say no to Mike Riley. When he walks in their living room, parents want, or, you know, whoever is has raised the recruit, they want that kid to play for Mike Riley because he is such a genuine, good person. He's a father figure. He's going to take good care of their kids when they're in his program. But when you're at Oregon State, it's hard to get in that conversation. Now, I love Corvallis. I went to school at Oregon State, but Corvallis is built for someone like me. I was an upper middle class white girl. There's no diversity there. They don't have great facilities. And then 45 miles down the road, you have the Ducks, who have some of the best facilities in the country, and fair or not, you're always getting compared to them. So, and then you don't have a huge recruitable population in the Northwest at all, and then you got to go against Oregon and Washington. And Corvallis as a town doesn't have a lot to sell. It's a college town, but it doesn't have, you know, a nightlife. It doesn't have any sort of great tradition. When Brandon Cooks, the Biletnikoff winner last season, when he came up on his visit, his sister-in-law said, "Was Little House on the Prairie filmed here?" Now, like I said, I love Corvallis, but I'm not an 18-year-old football prospect. So I think that now Riley is going to be able to be in the conversation right off the bat because Nebraska has tradition and facilities and fan support. And as for it being cold, you know, so you go recruit guys who are already from cold weather states, I think. Mike is good in Texas. He's obviously got recruiting ties to California. They battled that at Oregon State with the weather because it rains a lot up there. But Mike also coached in Winnipeg for a few years, so he will tell you that Nebraska is probably balmy compared to that.
We're talking with Lindsey Schnell here on the Doug and Daddy Show as folks have getting the first look at Mike Riley, our first chance to talk to Lindsey. Nebraska native, Lindsey, what's your ties? You know both sides of the story here.
Yeah, I do. I was born in Wayne, tiny little Wayne. My dad was an assistant men's basketball coach for the Wayne State Wildcats. My mom was the resident director of a dorm, so I was born in Wayne, and I lived in the dorms at Wayne State for the first 3 years of my life. We moved out to Oregon when I was four when my dad got a head coaching job, but I still have family in Omaha, which is funny. One of the first texts I got yesterday was from my family in Omaha that said, "When are you coming to visit now that Mike Riley is out here?" And obviously, I've been out there with the Beavers on their title runs to the CWS. What an amazing experience that was. So, yeah, it was really funny. My parents are, because of my interactions with Riley and how well he treats the media, my parents are fans of Mike Riley. And my mom has always said that our family were Nebraska fans because, you know, that's where you and your brother were born. And we talked yesterday and she's like, "I guess now we're really Nebraska fans, me and your dad." So I thought that was funny.
Probably sometimes probably tough to root for Oregon State football because, as been pointed out, Tom Osborne, even though he's a Saint, he's not perfect. Nobody's perfect. Everybody wants to find what the other side is. So I don't know that you call them over negatives, but when you're comparing Bo Pelini to Coach Riley, the records point for Bo Pelini, and people say, well, Riley will have better records because he's going to have more to work with, as we've talked about, and that maybe he's 61 and they were looking for a younger coach. Everybody has an opinion. Is there not necessarily a negative, but since we're getting this squeaky clean image of the bike riding Mike Riley, what's been some of his drawbacks?
Well, first of all, I just want to say that he might be 61, but if he has his hat on, you would think he was 40, and he's probably in better shape than almost every one of us that's talking or listening to this show right now. He's a big believer in yoga. I think that his drawbacks are he has struggled the last year at Oregon State. They've lost games they shouldn't have lost. You know, they lost to Sacramento State. They lost to Eastern Washington, two FCS programs, and that's just unacceptable. I think that his greatest asset can sometimes be his biggest fault, too, which is that he's very loyal. The Oregon State defensive coordinator, Mark Banker, had fallen under fire the last few years because, to be honest, the Beavers had struggled to make tackles in space for seven seasons, and there were a lot of people that thought he should have lost his job, but Riley, it's hard for Riley to fire people, I think, unless someone is not being a good person, and Banker is a great person. So I think that, and then I think that there are criticisms that he's not competitive enough, and I don't buy that, but there are times that I wish he would have run up the score, you know, that he would have sent a message. He wasn't into doing that. You know, you said something about unsportsmanlike penalties. I've been around Mike Riley for 10 years. I've never heard him curse, and most of his players haven't either. So some people say that that's a negative. Some people say you need that in this game that is about violence, quite frankly, that you need someone to fire you up. I don't think that's who Riley is. He does hire people that are like that, and I think some of the people who are going to come with him, some of his assistants, they're going to fill that role. They're really aggressive. They're loud. They're going to yell. But I think those are the knocks against him.
Yeah, Jim Langan here. I agree with you completely. Bo Pelini, our last head coach, you know, we said he could be kind of gruff, and in the media, it was really tough on the media. If you ask him a question that he considered to be maybe not a question that he really wanted to answer, maybe at that time, he could be really rude to you and just kind of gruff you off. This man seems like he's a very polite man. I was going to ask you one other question, too. The attendance at Oregon State football games, were they starting to lose attendance a little bit at some of the games? I know when Oregon and Oregon State would play, it would be packed, but was the place packed?
This year for the Civil War, no, it wasn't packed. I think that's partially because it was such a mismatch. And yeah, there had been people, not as many, Reser hasn't sold out, you know, in a while or hasn't looked full. But that you're seeing that trend across the Pac-12 because there are so many 7:30 games. And with Corvallis, which is only a population of about 50,000 without students, a lot of fans drive down from Portland, and so that's, you know, a two-hour drive, and it's 7:30 at night. You're not going to get home until probably 1 in the morning. So a lot of people were choosing to stay home and watch the game on TV. I suspect that there will be lots of fans at Nebraska games.
Last couple minutes here with Lindsey Snell from Sports Illustrated and the Oregonian, getting ready to cover tonight's Arizona-Oregon Pac-12 championship, but has been right there in the hip pocket of the Oregon State program. What about what they may be looking at for a new head coach at Oregon State? Will it be one of the guys on staff? Who can we expect? Coach Riley would not divulge any names this morning, but it really sounds like he's got a darn good idea. And in the next 2 days, we'll know a lot of them. Who's coming? Who's staying?
Okay, so my hunch is that his three best recruiters are coming, which is Trent Bray, his linebackers coach. Bray played at Oregon State. His dad, Craig Bray, was the D coordinator under Dennis Erickson, both at Oregon State and Arizona State. So Trent comes from a good football-minded family. Brent Brennan, his receivers coach, who has coached three All-Americans in 4 years and I think is a rising star in the profession. Chris Brassfield, his running backs coach, who is also a terrific recruiter and has a lot of ties in Texas. I think those three are for sure if they go. And then I also think he will take Mike Cavanaugh, his offensive line coach, who is very widely regarded amongst college football coaches in the last few years. Cav had turned down offers from USC and Alabama, I believe. And then Rod Perry, his secondary coach, who came in 2012 and just has tremendous football knowledge, spent 23 or 27 years in the NFL. I don't know if he will bring Banker, his D coordinator. There is some chatter that part of the reason Riley left is that maybe the Oregon State athletic director said, you have to get rid of your D coordinator, and Riley said, I'm not doing it. So I'm not sure about Banker. I suspect also his chief of staff, Jay Losey, has a long history of coaching, and I think Losey will come with him, and there's a good chance that he will become a coach again. Losey can coach every position. He won a Division III title at Lynn Field up in McMinnville, Oregon. As for candidates at Oregon State, you know, I'm off the top of my head, the names that came to me immediately were Bo Baldwin, who's at Eastern Washington. He's had tremendous success. The knock against him, fair or not, is going to be that the last coach that went from Washington State to the Pac-12, Paul Wolf, didn't do well. I think Bronken Mendenhall at BYU would be good, although I'm not sure that Oregon State is a better job than BYU. Del Rio, his son, Luke Del Rio, is on the roster at Oregon State and would be the number one quarterback if spring practice started tomorrow. Brady Hoke has Oregon State ties and knows the Oregon State athletic director from time that they were both at Michigan. So those are the names that come to me right away. Oregon State has a history of being successful hiring coaches from smaller schools. I don't think you can hire, you know, a D3 guy like they did with Pat Casey, who led the Beaver baseball team to back-to-back national championships. But they've done well when they have gone after someone who's, you know, proven that they can be successful. To me, the biggest thing is you have to hire someone who has been a head coach before. Oregon State has some unique challenges, and you can't be navigating those while you're navigating how to be a head coach for the first time. It's a recipe for disaster.
You know, Coach Riley and Sean Eichhorst both said this. They said he knows special teams are extremely important, and he has his own special teams coach. Who is that guy, and would he possibly come?
Yeah, you know, I was on the plane, but I was reading all Riley's quotes as soon as I landed. When he hired Bruce Reed as his special teams coach, he was kind of unconventional in college football to have one guy devoted to it full time. Now we see that it's more common around the country. My hunch would be that he will bring someone and that it won't be Reed. I believe that Reed's job was in jeopardy this year at Oregon State. The Oregon State special teams have not been great the last few years. You can look back in the mid-2000s and up to probably 2008, 2009, and there you can go pick out games that they won because of excellent special teams play. And Riley always said that was because they had a guy who was solely devoted to it. So I suspect he'll bring that on staff. I'm not sure that it will be Bruce Reed who comes with him from Oregon State.
Well, last question. We'll let Lindsay out of here. Lindsay Snell, Sports Illustrated, The Oregonian. You are there for the Pac-12 championship game tonight. Does Oregon get it done, or does Arizona catch them twice?
I think, you know, my hunch last week is that Oregon is just going to roll. They're playing so well. Marcus Mariota is the best player in the country, and it's not a contest. He's healthy, finally. They're getting a lot of guys back who were injured. So I'm picking the Ducks, but, you know, crazy things have happened. I picked the Ducks earlier this season too, and it didn't work out.
Well, we never hear West Coast bias very often, so you're telling me I should vote Mariota over Melvin Gordon for the Heisman?
Yes, I am telling you that.
Lindsay, the Wayne State women, by the way, are ranked second in the country, so we do know what's going on up at Wayne from time to time. I know you're busy.
All right, go Wildcats.
We'll let you get back on the road. Enjoy it, and it was great catching up with you. Thanks for all the information.
For sure. Thanks, guys.
Take care. Lindsay Snell joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio out in California, getting ready for the championship game tonight from Sports Illustrated and the Oregonian. Great stuff. Great stuff, especially on who might be coming for the staff. Haven't heard that anywhere yet. Heard it right here.
Yeah, she did a great job, and she knew everything. And boy, I'll tell you, talk about insight. And she did a great job because she said, nope, this guy was going to get fired. This guy thinks going to get fired. That guy, this could have been the same. She gave us some more insight than you and I could have got from about anybody in the nation.
Here's one for you, Jimmy. Buck says on the Twitter, as a Royals fan, let me tell you that nice guys who make really dumb decisions can still get you to the World Series.
Is that what he said? That's a great one.
There you go.
I like that one.
Let's do our Fanatics Friday Fan Quiz, 888-455-ESPN. We're going to go to break. We're going to ask the question. First one to get the answer right, we'll get a $25 gift card from Fanatics. Your good food, your great food and good times always there at Fanatics. Sandwiches, burgers, kid menus, a wide variety of appetizers, and your wing destination. Of course, custom handcrafted pizza. So many to choose from, some unique, some that you can have every single day. Follow the Huskers and the rest of college football as well as the NFL on their high-definition televisions, including two huge HD projections. They've doubled the size now with the new addition of the bullpen. New addition can be reserved inside, by the way, for receptions and private parties, holiday party. Think about Fanatics. Here it is. We got on to overtime games for some reason. And Jimmy says, you know what? Nebraska is 9-1 all-time in overtime games. Who was the one and only team that has beaten Nebraska in overtime in football? Who's the only team to beat Nebraska in overtime in football? First correct caller, $25 gift card to Fanatics, 888-455-3776. A little wrestling talk, Dave Revson, Big Ten Network, when we come back.
18.3% of Buffalo County high school students reported riding in a car driven by someone who had been drinking. And 8.1% reported driving when they had been drinking alcohol. Parents, take a stand and talk to your kids about drinking and driving. This message was brought to you by Positive Pressure and Buffalo County Community Partners.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
You want action? You want excitement?
This place is going nuts!
You want the ultimate adrenaline rush? Then you want the one and only PBR.
The Midway Auto Dealership's PBR Challenge coming to the Buffalo County Fairgrounds Saturday night, December 13th at 7:30. Featuring great riders and tougher bulls than you'd ever expect. Brought to you by Mid-Nebraska Chemical, New West Sports Medicine, Sapp Brothers Travel Center, Crown Royal, Regal Apple, and Best Western Plus. Don't miss this year's Midway Auto Dealership PBR Challenge, December 13th at 7:30.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options, but which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see skies turn partly sunny across the area today with a high of around 50. Winds out of the northwest will also be developing at 5 to 15. Tonight, with partly cloudy skies, we'll drop off to 20 for a low. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 43.
Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. New head football coach Mike Riley from Oregon State. More to get to. Scott says, hey, maybe Barnstash can come coach UNK. Please, no more UNL. There's a heavy fan of the Lopers. That's what we got to wait on now. Mr. Plinsky, what's going on? Come on, Sean got it done in 5 days. What are you doing, Paul? Come on, Paul. Come on, throw us a bone. Come on, you can call in if you want to. The Beavers have produced three current NFL quarterbacks. I have never heard of Sean Canfield. I'm sorry. Do we know who he even plays for? No? No? I believe you. I saw this a couple of times. Matt Moore, who is the backup at Miami, and then Derek Anderson. So that's what he's developed.
Matt Moore's the backup quarterback for the Dolphins.
Yeah,
is that right?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, he's okay. We're going to take just a little bit of a break from Husker football to talk about some great wrestling. All three Class A Tri-Cities teams are in the preseason top five, including the Hastings Tigers, and Coach Brian Laux joins us here. They will be a part of the Kearney High Invitational tomorrow, which you'll hear the finals of around 4 o'clock. Whenever they start, we've got them for you on Classic Hits 98.9. Brian, good morning, man.
How are we doing?
Well, the only question we can ask is, so do you like the hire?
I think that's for another time. But, no, I think, you know, in terms of everybody has their own opinion, but I just hope the best for the Huskers.
Well, let me ask you this. Were you surprised when you were told that your team was number 2 in Class A to start the season?
Well, I think, you know, coming in, we felt that, you know, we have the possibility of putting the team together that could, you know, at the end of the year be there. It, you know, more than anything, it's just a great acknowledgement for our program. That was, you know, when we started 7 years ago, when I took over, that was kind of, you know, the goal was to get Hastings back in the picture of being relevant and, you know, hopefully competing for a state championship again. And, you know, if things fall into place, which there's still a lot of things that needs to happen, hopefully we'll be in the mix at the end.
Well, obviously, it was a very nice season for you guys last year. Again, somebody that you may know, state championship, and you've got 7 kids back that qualified for state. You've changed your schedule up. You've really attacked this season. Are you prepared to go tomorrow?
Well, we will not be full strength. We have a few issues that we're dealing with the couple weeks, but, you know, with the guys that we're going to have there, I think that, you know, everyone's going to give a great effort. You know, with that, I think you'll see a number of teams that are kind of in that same boat where it just takes a few weeks with the descent plans and, you know, we already have a few injuries and whatnot. So, you know, that's all going to play out here in the next few weeks. And hopefully, you know, by the time we reach the fracas, we're going to be, you know, have our lineup where we'd like to have it.
Tell me what your lineup does look like, at least this weekend, maybe the first couple of weekends, where these kids are at.
Sure. We actually have a few freshmen that are in our lineup. And, you know, Connor Laux at 106, you know, coming in as a freshman, I think he can make an impact, you know, for us. And we have Joel Smith, who was a kid that moved from Blue Hill, and he's going to be wrestling 113 for us. And then Deshaun Dixon, he's a 145-pound wrestler, and he's a very good athlete. And so, you know, in terms of freshmen, you know, those people coming in, we're excited about that. We also have some newbies that had wrestled JV last year. That will be filling in for a couple weeks. Brandon Diaz at 152 pounds, and Devin Anthony at 160, and Luis Diaz at 170. So those are guys that, you know, wrestled JV last year for us and now are going to be kind of thrown to the fire. And then we have, you know, experience as well with Travis Hartwig at 195 pounds, Dominic Rasmussen at 182, Nick Sad at 132 pounds. Those guys are all returning state qualifiers. And then Damian Collins, who's a senior, he had 27 wins for us. last year, and he'll be at 138. And then, you know, looking at, you know, Nolan Laux at 126 this year. So it's, we're not, like I said, full strength, but we're happy with the guys that we're going to be throwing out there tomorrow. We're really excited to compete. I mean, we've had a lot of competitive practices in our practice room, and the group has just been great to work with.
Brian Laux, head wrestling coach at Hastings, with us for another moment here on the Doug and Daddy Show. If I see my sources right, you've also got a transfer coming in.
Yes, Andrew Schilke he'll end up wrestling 124. He's still descending his weight down, but you know, that adds a lot. You know, we'll have four state medalists, returning state medalists with Schilke. So, you know, Brandon Kyle, who's a returning state champ, he's going to be at 132 for us. I already mentioned Schilke. You know, Nolan, returning, you know, state runner-up. And then Lee Trung at 152 pounds. He was a fifth-place finisher last year, and he'll be at 152 again. So, you know, once we get everything all in line here and get everybody where they need to be, you know, I'm excited. I'm excited anyways to get it started because, you know, you do a lot of things in the off season and all the practices. It's time to go.
And finally here, we mentioned you made some changes to your lineup so that you could see probably some more competition, maybe in some cases better competition. Just talk about what you've done.
Yeah, I think, you know, we've changed some duels. We picked up Northwest and dropped to Lincoln School, and we are heading out to Colorado the second weekend of January. It's the Legend Duels Tournament, and I believe North Platte goes out there as well. And it's a pretty good tournament where we'll see new faces. You know, with our schedule, it's worked out. You know, we tend to see, you know, some teams, you know, numerous times at other tournaments. So we're trying to kind of get away from that as well. We're also heading to Nebraska City, which is the following week after the Legend Tournament. And with that, you know, it's a multi-state type tournament. So there's teams from Missouri and Iowa as well. So we're excited to get in that. And both those are dual tournaments, which I think are more fan-friendly as well.
Well, Brian, we'll let you get back to work. I know you squeezed this in today, and we look forward to seeing you tomorrow at the Kearney High Invite and chatting again then. Have a great and successful season, buddy.
All right, thank you.
Take care. Brian Laux, head coach of the Hastings High Tigers, Ty Swarm. We hope to be able to join. We're a little bit behind because of all the Husker talk. Dave Revson is going to join us as well. Do want to congratulate Tad from Kearney. He was our Fanatics trivia winner. He knew that Texas Tech is the only football team to beat Nebraska in an overtime game. And as he said, Joe Gans threw a horrible pick in that game. It happened back in 2008, 37-31. He's the winner of the $25 gift card. Coming up, we still give you a chance to be a winner. It is our final pigskin pick'em of the year. It's our final pigskin pick'em of the year. Are we going to win, Jimmy? There's some of them that, unless you pick an upset, it may be pretty close this week.
I've only got one really major upset, maybe two. So.
And your pick of the week was Bowling Green.
Yeah.
So we want to make sure people heard that earlier in the show. Staying with wrestling, let's catch up with Ty Swarm, head coach at Kearney High. Ty, thanks for juggling your schedule. Really appreciate it, man.
Well, absolutely. Seems like you had a little bit of news come up yesterday.
Well, it reminds me of the day that Tom McCann stepped down.
Yeah.
And then we were in a coaching search for somebody. I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't know.
How that worked out.
Worked out all right for me, I guess.
Yeah. Hey, we just had Coach Laux on. You, Grand Island, and Hastings are all in the preseason top five. Is that a surprise? I mean, Hastings is coming along, and I didn't want to say it point blank to Brian, but I was surprised when I saw him at number two. And I know you guys all think with Grand Island maybe dropping a notch that the state title is maybe a little bit more open or attainable this year for everybody.
Yeah, I think it didn't surprise me to see Hastings up there at all. You look at the quality of wrestlers they have. They've got, you know, two guys who have already won state championships. You know, the little Laux kid at six, the freshman, but he's probably one of the top contenders for a state championship there. And so between those three alone, you throw in Trung at 52. You know, he's a state placer. They got plenty of guys that will compete and do well at the state tournament. So, yeah, it didn't surprise me to see them up there. They've been really building towards this point all the last couple of years.
Well, you were able to you're going to lose a couple of champs from last year, but you do have quite a bit of talent back. How are things looking for Bearcat Wrestling as you head into your invite tomorrow?
Yeah, I'd say that, you know, the last 2 years, you know, you got Hunter Bamford 2 years ago, you got Dante Rodriguez, you got Isaac Stansbury. Those guys, you look at it at the beginning of the year and you say those guys should be state champions. You know, we got Damon Rodriguez back, a runner-up, and you kind of put him in that category. But outside of that, you know, I think we just got really quality kids at every weight class. It's the best depth that we've seen since my time here at every weight class. And so I look to see us be very competitive at every weight class. We got guys who were at the state tournament last year and even the year before back in the lineup again this year. So they have that experience. They've kind of been in the fire. They know what varsity competition's like. And I think with that formula, we're destined to see some success this year.
Tell me a little bit about the invite to tomorrow for the top six teams. You throw in Lincoln Southwest. They're all there. Is this as deep as you can remember? I mean, I know you haven't been the head coach for 20 years, but there's always been one or two teams that have been pretty dominant. It looks like it might be a little more competitive tomorrow.
Yeah, I'd say, you know, four or five teams right in the mix there, for sure. There's just a lot of quality teams, you know, all Class A teams, and you just kind of look at even just Central Nebraska, what's there, and there's some really good competition with Grand Island Hastings. You know, North Platte's got some great kids, and ourselves. So, you know, everyone comes together at the beginning of the year. You never know what freshmen are there yet to shake out. You know, I know Hastings got two good freshmen starting for them. The Ruffin kid at North Platte's a tough kid. I think he'll be in the lineup for them. And so those are some of the surprises that you maybe don't know about that you see at the beginning of the year, and everything starts to shake out from there.
Weight class to watch tomorrow. You guys always seem to pencil it in pretty darn good as wrestling coaches, better than about any other coach when they put things pen to paper. What are the top two weight classes tomorrow?
The way I look at it, you know, I kind of briefly looked through some of the entries. Last year, I think it was 126, and I think this year it's going to be 126. You got Laux from Hastings in there, Jackson Knorr from Lincoln Southwest, the state placer last year, Blake Cohn from GI, he's a multiple varsity wrestler for them, been in state tournament, maybe a placer. I think Columbus has got Carter Wheelick up there. He was state placer at 106, so he's cleared up to 126. Those are just a few names that come to mind, and you never know what will surface in there when we get into seating meeting tomorrow. So I think that's definitely one that'll be deep and interesting to see what shakes out.
And Ty, what will be different about your team? Coach Lock says, you know, everybody's still trying to make weight, and they actually do have a couple of kids that might not be able to go tomorrow. How different will your team look in January than the one you put out there tomorrow, or are you pretty set already?
We're pretty close to where we need to be. Cameron Schlender had a torn ACL in the very first game of the football season this year. He has just been relentless after surgery about what he's doing, and he's hoping to get back, you know, late January is the goal. So he's one that we're keeping an eye on, but he's progressing very well and very driven with his rehab. And then a couple other guys, you know, with injuries or maybe moving up and down weight classes, you might see some things. But for the most part, I think tomorrow we're kind of where we need to be for this time of the year for sure.
Well, Ty, I know you got classes to teach or maybe lunch to eat and get ready for the meet tomorrow. We'll talk more tomorrow. Thanks so much for rescheduling us on the Doug and Daddy Show, and best of luck.
Thank you.
Take care, Ty Swarm, head coach of the Kearney High Bearcats. Again, the finals tomorrow around 4 o'clock live on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. We continue our talk. Dave Revson of the Big Ten Network will join us when we come back. We get back into Nebraska talk. Kansas has hired the receivers coach from Texas A&M, David Beattie, as their new head football coach, and we'll be right back.
Helping people with disabilities or barriers achieve their goals and improve their quality of life.
Your gift to Goodwill's annual campaign helps people thrive through the power of work.
Goodwill helps people find a job and achieve their greatest potential.
Because of Goodwill, I now have a great job.
People receiving services get the support they need to live, work, learn, and participate fully in the community. Goodwill.
When we buy something, we all want a great deal. But have you ever thought about a great deal on your home energy bill? A geothermal system from Carrier is a great deal. A geothermal system taps into the earth to capture free, renewable energy. About 45% of your energy bill goes to heating and cooling. You can save up to half in cooling, 70% in heating, and another 30 to 50% in hot water costs. Call Anderson Brothers Electric Plumbing and Heating today to start saving with a geothermal system from Carrier.
It's third down and six, but that doesn't matter much anymore. With only 4 seconds left, the Lions are down by 5 points, and it's do or die at the 16-yard line. The game hinges on this play. Here comes the snap. Blitz coming from the field side, and he's going to run with it to the 15, cutting inside to the 10, 5.
Are there any worse words than, quote, buffering or loading? When you think reliability and internet, think Prairie iNet. Prairie iNet provides reliable high-speed service that can keep pace with the excitement of football season. Sign up for Prairie iNet Internet today to receive a free month of service. Now you can stream your favorite TV shows and movies with the nation's largest fixed wireless network, Prairie iNet Internet delivers. Call and get a free month of internet just for choosing Prairie iNet. But this offer is for a limited time only, so call now. Call Prairie iNet for details now at 308-221-7844. That's 308-221-7844.
Give the gift of health this holiday season with the Hastings YMCA membership gift certificate. Certificates may be purchased for any Y membership at either YMCA Welcome Center. The Hastings YMCA offers a variety of memberships to choose from, including youth, adult, couples, and family memberships, so no one is left out. For more information, contact the Y at 402-463-3139. So stop by the 16th Street YMCA to give the gift of health this year.
Knowing what the weather will be is important to you. It helps you determine what you should have the kids wear to the bus stop, or if you'll have the chance to get that outdoor project completed. Weatherology.com eliminates the frustrations associated with other online weather websites and incorporates the latest social networking tools to enhance the quality of true, up-to-the-minute weather. Take Weatherology.com with you wherever you go by downloading the free mobile app for Android and iPhone. Weatherology.com, the science of weather simplified and socialized.
Doug and Daddy Show rolling on this first Friday of December, where we're getting ready for a Big Ten championship game in Indianapolis, which I loved the one time we got to go and cover the Huskers, even though the Wisconsin beatdown was one of the reasons Bo Pelini probably lost his job. And we will have that game for you tomorrow night here on ESPN Radio. Wisconsin and Ohio State, Michigan still looking for a coach. Florida, Kansas, Nebraska have all hired coaches. Dave Revson of the Big Ten Network is kind enough to give us a few minutes this morning here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda and Jim Langan. And Dave, thanks, man. Are you ready for lunch, or have you already packed that down?
I already have, actually, Doug. We're heading over to Lucas Oil in just a few minutes. So, we're raring and ready to go here.
Well, as you guys aired and watched the press conference this morning, your thoughts on Mike Riley and just the thoughts there among you and all the analysts when you heard the news?
Well, I can't speak for any of those guys. I was in transit when I heard it yesterday, and we're set to have our first meeting of the day here in a little while, so I'll be interested to hear what Jerry and Howard and Coach Mason have to say. I was surprised. I think anyone would be surprised. It obviously was kind of a stealth hire by Sean Akhorst, so I give him a lot of credit for that, of kind of keeping the names out of the news. So that was kind of my initial reaction. I've always held Mike Riley in really high esteem. I think if you talk to people who really know football, they've always felt he's a really good coach. Circumstances are different at different schools. That is a very challenging place to win, and he has had a nice level of success there, although obviously it's fallen off here a little bit in the last few years. But from that point of view, I mean, I thought it made a lot of sense. I think, you know, there's always this thought, Doug, and you guys are well aware of it, that you hire the opposite of what you fire. And So Bo Pelini was a defensive guy who had no head coaching experience, and who was a little bit bombastic at times. And Mike Riley is an offensive guy who is a veteran head coach who is as easygoing as they come. So it makes all the sense in the world if you're checking off those boxes. let's see how it goes. Is it a home run? I don't know. I mean, let's see in a few years. I thought Brady Hoke was a home run, so what the heck do I know?
Yeah, there's no doubt the feeling that you get the first time you hear something can always give it to you. And you kind of answered my next question, because it was more or less of what kind of message is Nebraska sending when you fire a coach that wins 9 games or 10 games every year and you hire a coach that very rarely wins 9 or 10 games, not just at Oregon State, but kind of most of his stops outside of the Canadian Football League. We all know he's a good guy. It's just that there's been so much information packed into our brains here in Nebraska over the last 24 hours.
Right. I mean, I think it's a legitimate question. I think, again, Nebraska has so many more resources, has so much more going for it than Oregon State does. I just feel like it's a little bit of an apples to oranges. And, you know, Sean Eichhorst was talking about the hire of Jim Larrañaga. I know Jim Larrañaga wanted George Mason, but Jim Larrañaga wasn't some sort of overwhelming success at Bowling Green. You know, it just depends where you are and the circumstances. And I think Larrañaga's done a great job at Miami and turned it around really quickly. And he's in a very similar mold. I mean, obviously it's basketball to football, so it's a little bit of an imprecise comparison. But it makes sense from that point of view that I just think if you look at it from where was somebody, you take the perspective of what that job was and what the particular challenges that come with it are, I think you could construct an argument where Mike Riley does well. But again, I don't think it's a slam dunk. I mean, I do think this is a hire where Sean Eichhorst is putting himself out there a little bit. And if it doesn't work out, it's going to be a problem, no doubt about it.
Yeah, you hit one thing on the head, and you were talking about this, and you hit it extremely on the head. You know, we said Bo Pelini could be kind of a gruff guy, and he was definitely going to do something that was opposite. The other thing he did that clearly this was going to happen when they hired Bill Callahan, that the process took 40 some days. He would have liked to have done this even faster than he did. You know, I mean, even five days, because I mean, Eichhorst continual. Well, you know, it happened kind of quick. I mean, you got to remember this was 5 days. I mean, he wanted to repeat. He was really proud of the fact that it was so entirely different, because the Callahan was the bad fire. The hiring of Pelini, no one's thinking this was just a bad hire. Pelini, they're thinking, hey, this just didn't work out. 9 games isn't good enough for Nebraska. You know, your thoughts on that?
Well, I am not a believer in a timetable. I mean, I think you get the best guy that you can get, and different guys are available at different times depending on what it is they're doing. Do they have a team in a bowl game? Are they involved in the NFL? Whatever it is they're doing. And I think you worry about getting the best guy for your school. Now, if the best guy happens to be available right away, then you go out and get him. I mean, I would draw the comparison to Michigan. If they decide that Greg Schiano is the best guy for them, and he's certainly one of the names that you hear, he's available right now. You know, he could start yesterday. So you go get him. But if you're going to focus on Jim Harbaugh, then you wait. I don't think there's a problem with that. I don't think that. To me, what makes or breaks a hire is how good a coach is the guy 3 or 4 years from now. How good is your program? Have you made a move forward? So I can understand why that's a priority for an athletic director personally. I mean, I don't think you want to live through that headache for 40 days. But if that headache results in winning a lot more games than you would have won if you hired someone in 5 minutes, then I think you go with the headache.
Dave Revson, Big Ten Network, on site at Indianapolis, getting ready for tomorrow's championship game, Ohio State, Wisconsin, getting some thoughts on Nebraska. Just finishing up on Michigan, though, Dave, do you think that's where Michigan's going, and do you think this will be a long process?
I don't really have a great sense for that one at all. I mean, it's a really interesting situation just because you have an interim athletic director. There's kind of some talk that athletic director might stay on for a while, which I think is kind of interesting. That didn't seem to be the original game plan. He laid out a process where he basically said, I'm going to go through this deliberately. I'm going to find the best guy for us. And there could be different timetables. So I don't have a good sense for where that one's going. I mean, look, obviously they'd love to have Jim Harbaugh. I think they'd really like to have Les Miles too, although you always hear this notion that there's some division internally there on Les Miles, and some people are higher on him than others. I don't know. I'm fascinated to see how that one plays out. You have the wild card of the new university president as well, who seems a little surprised at the role that athletics plays on the campus at Michigan. I think that one has caught me a little bit off guard. I would think you would know that coming into the gig. So I don't know. I mean, it feels like that's they're trying to figure it out at Michigan. That's a high-pressure hire there. I mean, and Nebraska was too. I mean, these are two that you absolutely have to get right because of the caliber of the program. So I'm going to be really interested to see how that one plays out.
Give us a preview tomorrow night. I think Ohio State's going to be just fine. Obviously, they want JT Barrett or Braxton Miller from the beginning of the year quarterbacking their team. Wisconsin, heck, in Nebraska, we're all complaining because Wisconsin keeps crushing us. What's your thoughts tomorrow?
I think Wisconsin may have the upper hand in this game. I mean, it's all going to come down to how well Cardale Jones plays. I give a ton of credit to Urban Meyer and the offensive staff there. Tom Herbin's done an incredible job, too, of having quarterbacks ready to go. I mean, Kenny Guyton's a great example of, you know, as good a backup quarterback as there was in the nation for the last couple of years. They certainly had JT Barrett ready, although the first couple games were a little bit rocky. But each time they've needed to go to a backup, the guy has been prepared. I just think that this defensively is a really tough challenge for them. They have not been very good against the run. They've given up more yards per carry this year than they have in any year since 1989, more than 4 yards per carry on the ground. And if you're going up against Melvin Gordon, I don't think that's a great recipe for success. So I'm concerned about them defensively. And then the offense is just a huge unknown. It's just a question mark. So I think you put those things together, and I might lean a little bit Wisconsin's way.
Yeah, I think you might be right there. In fact, I think it might be a little bit misleading. I think this game might get away from Ohio State because I think they would have been okay with the other two quarterbacks, you know, the one that got hurt at the very beginning of the year and this kid. But because of this unknown, because Wisconsin's going to score some points. I mean, I think that's going to happen. Wisconsin's going to score some points. And if Ohio State can't score with them, this game could get ugly. Do you agree with that a little bit, or am I completely off base?
I'd be surprised if it gets ugly.
Okay.
I think it will be a competitive game, but it wouldn't surprise me at all if Wisconsin wins the game. In fact, I think I read Wisconsin is the favorite in the game, which is interesting. Again, I just think there's a great unknown here. I think anyone who tells you they know exactly what's going to happen is lying, because no one really knows how well Cardale Jones will play. I mean, to me, that is the huge question mark in this game. Is he ready to go? We've seen bits and pieces of him, and he's been impressive. He's certainly a physically imposing guy, but is he ready to be in the spotlight? And I think in following sports as closely as the three of us have through the years, and anyone who's a sports fan, you know that when you put someone in a position they haven't been in before, it's very difficult to know how they're going to react. So to me, that's the big question.
Well, Dave, I know you're busy, and we will let you get off to the dome there and get ready for what should be a great game tomorrow night. Any final thoughts for the Nebraska fans as we get ready for the Mike Riley era?
I would just preach, give the guy a shot. It's been interesting to see some of the reaction, although I felt like the reaction was pretty positive during the news conference today. I was flipping around Twitter, which is always dangerous because, you know, just say that's really a gauge, right? I mean, I do think that the people who are on there, and on Twitter, I see it as a valuable tool, but I also think sometimes, you know, people are going to put out an extreme reaction. But it seems like the reactions during the news conference were more positive than they were when the hire was announced yesterday. But I would just say, in time, Sean Eichhorst is in that position for a reason. Let's see what happens. I know the love and the ardor that fans have for Nebraska football. It's wonderful. I mean, it's a great position to be in if you're the head coach, because people genuinely care. But let's see what he can do. And I think it's a fascinating, fascinating hire, because it's not one that anyone was thinking about.
Well, thanks, Dave, from joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We look forward to watching you guys all the time, and we'll do it again as we get ready for the championship game tomorrow night.
Okay, thanks, Doug. Thanks, Daddy. Take care, guys.
Take care. Dave Revson, Big Ten Network, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Still got some business to do. Pigskin Pick'em coming up. What do you think,
yeah,
man?
Yeah, let's get after it.
Whew. Andy says, I think I'm in the same boat as you. It's great that Mike Riley is a nice and wonderful guy, but does that equal more wins? I'm willing to give Coach Riley a chance, even though I was not in favor of Bo being fired. He's going to have to win early and very often, or the decision to move away from Bo will not be validated, in my opinion. What I mean by this is Nebraska needs to win a conference championship game in the next 3 years and possibly be in the conference championship as soon as next year. Not getting blown out in big games is not a good enough change for me. Those blowouts need to be turned into wins because a close loss is still a loss. Of course, the majority of the media is going to love the hire because the bulk of them did not get along with Bo anyway. Go Big Red. Good luck to Coach Riley and Nebraska moving forward, and good luck to Bo at his next job. Keep up the good work, guys, and thanks for all the coverage throughout the week. Andy and Carney, appreciate it very much. Let us give you the trivia question that will get you set up for our final pigskin pick'em, a chance to win the Cunningham's cash and get the Big Daddy's Deli certificate one final time. I cannot believe that a bowl game would ever have been 3-0. 3-0? They won a bowl game? What conference are these guys in, Jeff? That's what I'm trying to find here. What conference are these guys in? I was going to give a clue. Well, yeah, those guys, what conference are they in?
Right now they're in the ACC.
Okay, ACC. Oregon State beat this ACC football team 3-0 in the 2008 Sun Bowl. Which ACC football team did Oregon State beat 3-0 in the 2008 Sun Bowl? The winner will go against Jimmy and I in Pigskin Pick'em one final time, and it's next.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Today, buyers need the OneRocky.com edge. Finding out first is what gives you the best chance of finding the right home. Kearney's best real estate website just got better with customized listing notifications sent right to your email. As soon as a new listing meeting your criteria becomes available, you'll be notified. Log on to OneRocky.com and get signed up now.
Yo, this is Rocky. My customized listing service is not junk email. We don't even collect data. It's just my way of putting you first in the hunt for the right home.
Put Rocky Geyser in your corner because he cares.
OneRocky.com.
You'll have fun, fun, fun when you make it Funner Park.
Make it Funner Park's Finish Line Restaurant and Sports Lounge for fantastic food, full bar, and action entertainment. Coast-to-coast racing starts at 11:20 from Aqueduct. Continuous to night racing from Remington. Bet on the best from all the top tracks. Play live draw keno. Enjoy delicious specialty salads, sandwiches, and a complete lunch and dinner menu, including the weekend prime rib special. So race to the finish line, number one for food and fun.
Santa wears Husker Red, and so can you, along with a lot of other colors from TM Sporting Goods in the downtown Kearney Center. Santa and you might also consider Under Armour for crisp outdoor jaunts. If you have a player on your Christmas list, see Steve and Tino for expert advice on equipment and accessories for every sport and the know-how to help you buy right. TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design, and like them on Facebook for daily holiday specials.
Hi, it's Bo Huffman from your Kearney, Hastings, and Grand Island GNCs. If you're tired of all those weight loss gimmicks and get-thin-quick plans that just don't work, come see me. Health and nutrition start with the basics, and no one plan works for everyone. I will help you find the right vitamins and supplements to help you look and feel your best. Live well is GNC's motto, and we want everyone to live the best life possible each and every day. Plus, save 20% off your purchases every day at your Hastings, Kearney, and Grand Island GNCs.
Lift the hearts of others and let people know you care this holiday season. Spread joy with the help from Copycat Printing. Send greetings with personalized holiday cards, calendars, or festive stationery. At Copycat Printing, it's easy. Simply go to our website, carneycopycat.com, and click on Shop to browse through lots of new choices, both business and personal. Or make an impression and have your holiday cards custom made by our talented designers. Make the season yours with Copycat Printing in Kearney. Like us on Facebook for additional savings.
All tires are on sale at the 13-hour tire sale, Monday, December 8th from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. at all Grand Tire locations. Their last big sale of the year. All Goodyear, Cooper, Dunlop, Hankook, and Kelly tires will be on sale. During the 13-hour sale only, purchase coupons for a lube, oil, and filter service for only $16.88. Limit of five per person, great for holiday gift giving. This is a one-day only sale, Monday, December 8th, so don't miss out. Grand Tire, your tire store next door.
ESPN Super.
Service Station, Sports Center.
Good afternoon. Filling in for Mike Will, I'm Tyson Ivoronic with a check of your sports here on ESPN Radio. Nebraska has hired Oregon State's Mike Riley as its new football coach. He was introduced today.
It's exciting. We are excited to be here. I'm excited to coach this football team. We're excited to be in Lincoln, be part of the university, and to be a part of what is known as the greatest fan base in college football. Pretty special stuff, and very excited about that.
Riley replaces the fired Bo Pelini. Riley has spent the past 12 seasons as the head coach of the Oregon State Beavers, leading them to 93 wins and a 6-2 record in bowl games. Riley's contract specifies an annual salary of $2.7 million with automatic $100,000 increases in each of the 5 years of the contract through 2020. Riley was under contract with Oregon State until 2021. The buyout will only cost the university $500,000. Now, Riley will take over immediately but will not be coaching the Huskers in their bowl game as Nebraska assistant Barney Cotton is the interim head coach. The Nebraska volleyball team will open the NCAA tournament at home this weekend as the Huskers are the number 14 overall seed in the 64-team field. They will face Hofstra in the opening round tonight. Hofstra won the Colonial Athletic Association tournament and are 28-5 on the season. First serve will be at 7 o'clock. The pregame show begins at 6:30 and we'll have the action for you on the breeze, 94.5. In the other game at 4:30, Kansas State will take on Utah. High school basketball coverage continues on Platte River Radio tonight as the Adams Central boys and girls will open the season at Holdridge. Game times are at 6 and 7:45, and we'll have the action for you on 1230 KHS, beginning with the pregame show at 5:45. And that is a check on sports.
Back at Daddy's show, wrapping up what has been a very busy week. We always appreciate the calls, the emails, the texts, the tweets, the Facebooks, postings, and so much more. It started, Jimmy, Monday with the firing of Bo Pelini. Today, it's not over, but it pretty much is for this part of the process, the hiring of Mike Riley.
Yeah, I mean, I think in 5 days, from what you and I were doing Saturday, compared to what we're doing, the last Friday show to this Friday. Yeah, can you imagine that?
Well,
last
Friday we won, right? Pigskin picking?
Yep, we won.
Well,
yeah, we won.
You won. I stunk. I went 1-9.
That's right.
I know I didn't win.
We won. I took some opposite games I might have taken if you didn't ever weren't here. So, yeah, how do you know? Right.
The answer to our trivia question, unbelievably, the Sun Bowl. So I'm guessing the weather wasn't too bad. Oregon State in 2008 down in El Paso was able to get a 3-0 win over which ACC team? It was Pittsburgh was the win for Andy in Kearney. And Andy gets the last shot. We will have our Doug and Daddy Bowl pick him. But this is the last shot to get him on our weekly Pigskin Pick'em. He gets the large combo meal to Big Daly's Deli, and now he's trying to get the Cunningham's cash. What happens if he doesn't win? What happens to the Cunningham's cash? Do we get it?
I hope so.
Oh, man, that would be awesome. Andy, good morning / good afternoon. How are you?
Good. How are you guys today?
Well, we're doing good. Now, I'm going to preface this that there weren't a whole lot of games to choose from, so if I go 1-9 this week, I shall retire. I will just put that out right there. So here we go. We start with a couple of games that are going to be going on today. Northern Illinois, Bowling Green. Jimmy, I'll let you make the pick.
Bowling Green here.
You've already said you're going to take Bowling Green. Northern Illinois is favored by a touchdown, though. Andy, who do you like?
I'll take Northern Illinois.
Okay, I'm gonna give him a chance. Jimmy says Bowling Green. I'm taking Bowling Green. I'm going to give Andy a chance because what are we going to do?
He's going to win the contest. I think
that's probably on that one.
He'll win the contest, but I hope he doesn't take all favorites. It will be no fun if he takes every favorite.
Well, he'll probably win. Arizona versus Oregon in the Pac-12 championship game. I will take Oregon. What do you think, Andy?
I got to go with Oregon.
Jimmy?
I'm going to go with Oregon, too.
All right, clean sweep there for the Quackers. Jimmy, I never thought we'd get one of these on Pigskin Pick'em, baby. Actually, the spread here is Connecticut by 12 points as they take on SMU, who Jimmy called at the beginning of the season the worst program in college football. And now, are they still the worst?
I think so. UAB's got it at 6-6 when they stopped their program. I kind of got a bad flavor for them, but SMU... you know, I think they're going to be Ofers unless they win, of course.
Are they Ofer?
Yeah, they haven't won a game. They didn't win a game this year.
Andy, are they going to win it? SMU at Connecticut.
I can't see it. Go UConn.
I'm going to leave it up to you, Jimmy, because I'm taking Connecticut. I'm not taking an Ofer. I got one right.
I'm not taking SMU either. I'm taking UConn. But, hey, you know what? They could win the game. This is a game they actually could win, but I'm taking UConn.
Gosh, Connecticut used to be conference championship material. Not the greatest conference, but they were winning it. Man, that's what happened to them. Temple at Tulane. The only significance of this game is that they're playing it. Temple at Tulane, and Temple is the road team favored by 3. Who do you like in this one, Andy?
Oh, I guess I got to go with Temple.
Jimmy?
Temple.
I'm going to take Tulane. Going against the Green Wave? Come on.
I like Owls. I love Owls.
Houston at Cincinnati. Cincinnati's favored by a touchdown. I'm going to take Cincinnati in this one. Jimmy?
Cincinnati.
Andy?
Clean sweep, Cincy.
Up next, we go to what should be a big game for playoff implications. Kansas State at Baylor. Baylor is favored in this football game by, what, about a touchdown? I am going to step up first and take Kansas State because I said in one of our poll questions earlier this week, I thought this could be the sneaky upset, and Baylor ruined it for Kansas State once. Now Kansas State can return the favor from Bill Snyder. Who do you got, Andy?
Oh, I got to go with Baylor. I just can't see Kansas State winning that one.
Jimmy?
I'll go with Baylor, but I definitely could go either way on this, but I will take Baylor.
One of them that should be a blowout is Oklahoma State at Oklahoma. It looks like Oklahoma State's ready to just clean house down there. Last time they cleaned house somewhere, Nebraska beat Iowa by 3 in overtime. Jimmy, you got an upset here? Oklahoma, Oklahoma State.
I'm going to take the Sooners.
Andy?
Oklahoma.
I guess I would chuckle if Mike Gundy won this game, but I can't just keep giving you guys one, so I'm going to take Oklahoma. The SEC Championship, Missouri, Alabama. Alabama, 2-touchdown favorite in this ball game. Andy, who do you have?
Got to go with Bama.
Jimmy?
I'm going to take Alabama.
All right. Gary Pinkel. I'll take Alabama. Florida State, Georgia Tech. A lot of people, this is their upset pick. They like Georgia Tech to beat Florida State, who's only a 4-point favorite. Jimmy, it's the ACC Championship. Who you got?
Georgia Tech lost their great receiver in this game, or I'd like Georgia Tech, but their best receiver is out. I'm going to take Florida State.
I thought they just ran the ball.
The dude, except when they throw it to him.
Andy, who you got? Seminoles or the Ramblin' Wreck?
I'm going to pick Florida State and hope they lose.
You know, I think he's 9 for 9 on the favorites.
Yeah, he's 9 for 9 on the favorites. He's 9 for 9 on the favorites. There's a guy that, we ought to make him play the point spreads on these.
Oh, man. That's so great. I'm going to answer my phone right now. My cell phone's ringing while I'm doing the Doug and Daddy
show.
Okay,
go ahead.
I'm just going to say, hey, thanks for listening. And then do that because it's, you know, a good buddy of mine. So, anyway, Florida State, Georgia Tech. Florida State, I looked up, is 7-1 to win the national championship. I'd like a ticket on that right now, Jimmy Langan. Florida State. And finally, the Big Ten Championship. I'll step up and go first. I'm taking Ohio State, the 4-point underdog to Wisconsin. I know nothing about this quarterback, but you know what? They played better when he was in the game, if anybody didn't realize that last week. They struggled, and then they picked it up. This team knows. It's more than just the quarterback. They get it done. Andy, what do you think?
I'm going to go with Ohio State also.
Oh, he took the underdog. He took the underdog. Jimmy, I already know what you're doing.
I think Wisconsin's going to win this game. And, maybe pretty handily.
All right. In case this somehow comes down to a tiebreaker, which is very possible, I had to pick a game. I picked the last college football game of the day. Our friends at Fresno State taking on our friends at Boise State. The Vegas over-under is around 68 points, and Fresno seems like they've found a way to at least slow people down a little bit. Andy, tiebreaker, total points, Boise State, Fresno State.
Let's go 63.
Jimmy? He has written down more than that.
Yeah, 71.5 is what I put down.
71.5. 63, so that's like 43-20, huh? So if it's 43-20, what if it's only 36-20? That'd be, I'm going to go 59. 59, that's what I'm going with. Andy, congratulations on being a winner already, and let's see if we can get you the Cunningham's cash. Enjoy the football, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
All right, take care. Oh, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness. Jeffrey, are all the hoppers clean? Is there any more email, any more Twitters, any more Facebook stuff we need to get to?
No, sir, we're done.
Man. A couple of other notes, and then we are going to get out of here. As we've went over the Nebraska football story, we will give you our final thoughts. But Nebraska volleyball tonight on 1230 KHAS and on the Nebraska Educational Television, 7 o'clock they take on Hofstra, who may be a little something laying in the weeds here. John Cook's trying to sell us on that, and he's saying, I legitimately think this is the best team we've ever played in the first round. And they've actually lost a set in the first round before, so let's find out. 28-5 Hofstra. If they win, they'll play the Kansas State-Utah winner tomorrow night at 7, also televised. UNK men, they get a conference win in the opener against the defending league champions, 93-73 last night over Missouri Southern. While the women had their three-game winning streak snapped, the teams will host Southwest Baptist tomorrow, 1:30 and 3:30. Hastings College is at Briarcliff, 2-4 on 12:30 KHAS. We've run down the high school basketball. We did that briefly. And Tri-City Storm will be at Dubuque tomorrow night. That's also on the breeze. Husker basketball, men will host Creighton Sunday night, and the women will be at Alabama Sunday afternoon. Those games also on the breeze, 94.5. Wrestlers, they are at the Cliff Keen Invitational. Hastings has a duel tonight at Doan. UNK is down at Fort Hays State on Sunday. We're at the Kearney High Invite tomorrow to get the season underway. Jimmy, anything just non-Husker related?
Just UNK football. I mean, UNK basketball. Yeah. Excuse me. That was a big win. I mean, that's a big team. That was a great win for UNK. Basketball puts them kind of, you know, in where everybody's going to be looking at that game now at home. See how UNK plays at home this year. That'll be very interesting to see how they do in that conference.
All right, a lot has happened this week. Just kind of your final thoughts as Jimmy Langan today.
Wow, I'll tell you what. I was a high school principal for 17 years. This was kind of a media. I felt like I was in the media this week. This week, I felt I was in the media. I always was kind of a co-host, but hey, this week, I felt like, I put a lot of time in this and really was following things so I could try to be somewhat intelligent, which is very hard for me to do at times. But I just think the one thing that I definitely go back on is I-Course definitely was going after somebody that was exactly opposite of Pelini if he was going to make the switch. It didn't matter how many wins he had. He wasn't trying to impress people by hiring a coach that had won 5 national championships at, you know, some Division III place. Yeah. He was going to go after a head coach that he thought could come in here, be nice to the media, be nice to the other programs, and represent the state of Nebraska in a classy way on TV. I mean, this is what this hire is about right now, Doug. I mean, I'm telling you right now, that's what I feel. You know, that's when I get right down. You said final thoughts. That's what it was about. He picked somebody that was entirely different than Pelini.
If it comes down to a nice guy being 9-3 and a fiery guy being 9-3, it doesn't matter to me. Just win, baby. And that's what I'm going to go with. And it's going to be fun covering Mike Riley. I thought it was fun covering Bo Pelini. I didn't think it was as much fun covering Bill Callahan. No. It was okay covering Frank Solich.
What a poor fit. That was a bad fit. It really was. And we talked about Tom Osborne, you know, and that, you know, what he did and all the things. And I think that's the trouble. Maybe with my age and my era and the people, you know, we still have the Devaney and the Osborne, and we're hoping. But this is a different era, and this is going to be, if he does this, and Nebraska goes 11-1, and or they do something, you know, like that, and play for the Big Ten championship, or we can get into the Final Four, you know, in this NCAA, which might even turn into 8 teams at some time. But if we can get into this in the next 5 years, then this was a good hire. I'm going to say that right now. But if it continues the program, just like you say, if it continues to be 9-3, 9-3, 9-3, then it's just like you said, hey, you got to win. So,
folks, we want to thank all of you and all of our guests for joining us this week. You need to get me your Christmas list, Jimmy, so we can get that taken care of here. I want to thank producer Jeff Babel for doing an outstanding job of lining a bunch of people up this week and keeping us somewhat sane on these extra long shows that we've had during the week. Especially special guests today, including Lindsey Schnell, Sports Illustrated, and The Oregonian, Dave Revson of the Big Ten Network, Chris Schmidt, Hail Varsity. More reaction on Hail Varsity this afternoon from 4 to 6. To our wrestling coaches, Ty Swarm of Kearney, Brian Laux of Hastings will be at the Kearney Invite tomorrow with the finals on Classic Hits. If you want to know the schedule on everything we're doing, hear the podcast, hear the games live, go to PlatteRiverPreps.com, PlatteRiverPreps.com. You can also hear the Doug and Daddy podcast at ESPNSuperstation.com, brought to you by Cunningham's, and hear all the guests and all the things we've been talking about throughout the week. We'll be back Monday and see how everybody feels then. Have a great weekend, and don't forget the Big Ten Championship game tomorrow night, Wisconsin-Ohio State, here on ESPN Radio.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game. Hey.